This article is entitled, Payday Loans Ending a Cycle of Debt. Minnesota Lutherans Organize for Payday Lending Reform. It's written by Megan Brandsrud. For almost a decade, congregations in the Minneapolis Area Synod have been advocating for state policy changes on payday lending. 2 years ago, the Synod received a community innovation grant from the Bush Foundation that enabled it to organize for reform, partnering with community leaders in areas around the state where payday lending happens on a larger scale. The funding gave us the capacity to think more creatively about how we're trying to get legislation passed for Minnesota and led us to the city of Moorhead, which has city leadership that has long had an interest in this, said Megan Olson Begenhauser, the Synod's Congregational Organizer for Economic Justice. They were number two in the state for payday lending per capita, which is alarming because it's not a big city. But the two payday lenders in Moorhead closed their businesses after a new city ordinance took effect January 1st that set an annual interest rate of 33% as a cap, a limit of two loans per borrower per year, and a 60-day minimum for repayment. With the assistance of Lutheran organizing efforts, Moorhead has become the first city in Minnesota and one of the first in the country to regulate lending on its own. Begenhauser said the ideal policy change would be a statewide interest cap at 36%. That's what the federal government uses to cap rates for military personnel, so it's an extension of that. Let's do this for everyone, she said. 17 states and D.C. currently have that rate cap in place, so it's not ridiculous to think that Minnesota should join them. Bill Tesh, Bishop of the Northwestern Minnesota Synod, was director for Evangelical Mission in the South Dakota Synod in 2016 when that state passed legislation to establish a 36% interest rate cap on loans. He was involved in an interfaith group that advocated for the South Dakota law, and now he's adding his voice to the cause in Minnesota. Recently, he testified before the State Commerce Committee on a bill to cap interest rates for short-term loans. One thing that's just a no-brainer issue for any of the major faith groups is the prohibition against usury and taking advantage of people with extremely high interest rates, Tesh said. It's just very difficult to make any kind of theological case for that type of business practice. But until legislation is passed at the state level, the Minneapolis Area Synod and community organizers they've partnered with are continuing their advocacy efforts across Minnesota, hopeful that the Moorhead model can be replicated in other cities. One of those cities is Mankato, where Colette Brody Grund is pastor of Bethlehem Lutheran Church and also serves as a homeless shelter. She wasn't aware about the issues payday lending posed in her community until she met with others from that synod who had concerns. They were looking for someone in our area to work with because the county, Blue Earth, is one of the highest for payday lending, she said. I was really surprised to hear that because I didn't even know where a payday lender was in Mankato. Grund said that she later learned that there's only one payday lender in Mankato located in a pawn shop, but that it did more than $3 million in loans last year. Wanting to know more about how this affected the community, she posted on Facebook asking to hear from people who had experience with the lender. One woman replied saying she would share her story if it was kept private. People feel very ashamed, she said, even though payday lending is obviously designed to trick people into taking money that they can't pay back, Grund said. Another woman replied telling Grund that she had just paid off her two loans, which started at a total of $300 and took 18 months to pay off. Grund said that she has an ongoing pastoral relationship with both women, neither of whom felt as if she fit in the church before, and last year the pastor held an online ecumenical forum with clergy in Mankato to talk about payday lending issues and why churches should be involved. We all of us, know that we sometimes struggle financially, she said. I think we're beyond the awareness raising now and trying to figure out how strategically we can pay more attention to the legislation that will put an end to this practice.